My name is John Erling, and today's date is February 7th, 2018. John, would you state your full name, please?
Yeah, John Todd Nickel. Todd is my mother's maiden name.
And then your birth date?
My birthday is August 10th, 1935.
Making your present age?
82 years old.
Where were you born?
I was born in Muskogee, Oklahoma.
Where are we recording this interview?
We're at my home in Midtown Tulsa.
Which is an outstanding home that goes back to what year?
The original plans, the architectural plans, were drawn in 1929. So the house was probably built in somewhere 29, 30, 31.
And who built it?
This was built by an oil man who was a Wildcat oil man, so they say. And his name was Forrester Perriott. He had architects come in from Kansas City to design this home for him because he had hit the mother lode. Also, the same architects that did the original landscape architecture here are the same ones that did Philbrook.
And that means that Waite Phillips, who was building Philbrook at the time, they were doing it about the same time then.
Probably. Mr. Perriott was the first president of Southern Hills Country Club, and he was also the second president of it. This house is in a book written about 100 historic Tulsa homes, and it tells the story about it.
Would this be a Georgian-style
home? Yes, it is. Other people that have seen it, they say it's a really, really good example of Georgian.
And that style came about because of King George at the time, and people wanted to replicate his style of architecture.
Exactly, yes.
How many bedrooms in this house?
Oh, my goodness. Let's see. One, two, three, four, five. In this house, five, and then in the guest house, two.
When did you buy the house?
We bought the house, I believe, in the year 04, possibly 05, but I think it was 04. And we moved here from our ranch in Cherokee County down southeast of Tahlequah. My wife and I lived there with our young daughter, who was born here in Tulsa but moved down to the ranch. I told her, I said, well, when it's time for her to go to school, we'll go to Tulsa, which is where they have good schools for her, and we'll find a home with a yard. So, sure enough, she found one.
Can we say how many square feet?
I don't know exactly, John, but it's probably about, I'm going to guess, 17,000, counting the guest house.
Right. Didn't you tell me it had fallen into some disrepair when you found it?
Yeah, it was actually in the process of being rehabilitated by the owner that I bought it from, that his project kind of fell on a little hard times, and so we picked it up and took the rehab from there on up to where it is now.
Well, it's a very beautiful home, and it's huge, but somehow it feels cozy, and the rooms aren't gargantuan like it's swallowing you up.
You know, everybody says that about this place.
Yeah.
You see it from the outside, you'd never guess how warm it is inside.
And we're sitting in a beautiful dining area with beautiful chandeliers. A fireplace over here. It's really gorgeous and very nice. And thank you for letting us come here
Absolutely.
To record this.
You're very welcome.
Your mother's name?
Rebecca Ann Todd.
Where did she grow up?
She was born and raised in Muskogee, Oklahoma. Her mother came to Muskogee as a young lady from East Texas. And she'd always tell you East Texas, not West Texas. Her father came from somewhere in the hills of Tennessee. They both settled in Muskogee, which is where they met. Then they had three children. I guess mother was the oldest.
What was her personality like?
She was a real delightful lady. She was known as a real lady. Her mother was a stickler for manners and all the good things that proper young girls go through and learn.
Is there anything you think you draw from her?
Yes. She was rather slow like me. Not a highly excitable person. But she was also a doer, and she held her own. Her mother was very domineering. My mother wasn't domineering, but in her way, she did what she intended to do.
Why do you say that, slow like me?
I'm kidding you about that.
Yeah. You think your personality is kind of like hers?
My personality is similar to hers.
Yeah.
And as I'm getting older, I can see more all the time.
Your father's name?
His name was Harold Reginald Nickel. He was born on a homestead in New Mexico. His dad and mother, I don't know how they got there, but anyway, they homesteaded 160 acres. improved it up, and while they were out there, he was born. Then they moved back into Oklahoma, and he grew up in Clinton, Oklahoma.
Any idea how your mother and father met?
Yeah, my mother and father met in a very interesting way. They were both in Oklahoma University at the time. And my dad was having to work his way through school, whereas mom's parents apparently had enough wherewithal to put her through without working. So he worked in the sorority house where my mother lived, and that was the Tri-Delt house. And he cleaned up the dishes and did the bus work and so forth like that, and that's where they met. And they both graduated from Oklahoma University.
And that was in what years?
That had to be about 29.
Yeah. I always admire when I hear people graduated from college back then, because so many, of course, didn't think about
That's right.
Education. Did they preach education to you when you were growing up?
Not in an overt manner, no. I mean, it kind of came to me that that seems to have served a lot of people well. Although I didn't follow in their footsteps, I had to get educated my way.
Right. What did your father and mother do for a living?
When I was 11 years old, maybe I was 10 years old, 1945, they started a little mom-and-pop business in Muskogee, and it was called Greenleaf Nursery Company, where we sold plants, shrubs, trees, did pruning, did spraying, did all the stuff that the landscaper does today, and it was a tiny little business. As time went along and I grew up, I kind of had a bumpy start in life, and so when I was old enough to figure out what to do, I had grown up in this nursery business, and I saw an opportunity there. And I said, well, you know what? I'm going to make this work. So that's how that happened. That was back in, 1953, '54. So I became partners with Mom and Dad in the business and learned all about it.
Did your parents go to school for, say, horticultural degrees or anything like
no,
that?
No, not at all. My dad had a business degree from OU. And I'm not sure what mom's was, but whatever a young sorority lady comes out of there with is what she had.
Was that a big gamble for them to think, well, we're going to start a nursery here? What would give them that idea?
It was a terrible gamble, and I'm going to tell you some behind-the-scenes stuff about that. My dad became an alcoholic, so my young life was centered around his alcoholism and losing jobs and moving from one place to another. At one time, we moved to Sylacauga, Alabama. He lost that job and we were back, and he went to work in Pryor. In those years, I traveled into a lot of different places and a lot of different schools and went to a lot of AA meetings, because when he joined AA, he was 35 years old. I saw this man turn his life around from not being able to be responsible to being one of the most overly responsible people that I ever knew. He went into this little landscape nursery business on borrowed money. The bank in Muskogee, I believe it was Citizens Bank, loaned him $500. So he bought a car with a trailer hitch on it and a trailer. From that time on, we were in business. He never did stop going to Citizens National Bank when we were alive, and it was still there. And that's the reason.
Did that business exist? Did they do that till their death?
Yes.
So it did provide the income they wanted.
It did, up to a point. Then when I branched out and started the wholesale nursery over on Lake Tenkiller, south of Tahlequah, we eventually sold the retail business. While I was living up at the new nursery, the one that I had started when I was 22 years old, my father and mother stayed in Muskogee, did what they did down there up until the time that it was sold to another person. Dad and I were still partners. He would come back and forth to the nursery from Muskogee. Anyway, it was a slow, hard start, but here we are.
So I asked you what you drew from your mother. What about your father?
My father, you know, he and I were different, and we didn't have the best relationship as a young guy. He was trying to get over alcoholism, and I was recovering from being an adolescent, and we were butting heads all the time. So a lot of the things about my father, I determined I did not want to be like. That might have been a good thing. The other thing about him, once he turned around and quit drinking, all of a sudden everything got serious with him, and he had to make a living now, and he had to try to make amount to something. So he put me to work at a young age. Well, you know, I said, my buddies are all out the swimming hole and playing golf and doing this and that. And here I am home working, making 35 cents an hour. And I thought that was a poor deal at the time. Well, let me tell you what, that was the best deal I ever had, learning how to work when I was young, and it stuck with me.
Yeah. When it came to age to drink, did your father's experience affect whether or not you wanted to drink or not?
No, it didn't. I decided to learn that early on, too.
Right.
I didn't have his problem. He explained to me, he said, some people can handle it and some people can't, and I can't, and I know it. But I can, and I also know that.
Right. But obviously sympathetic when you hear stories of alcoholics families that are going through all that.
So anyway, it made life as a young boy different. So I grew up in a very different way, not the normal, conventional way that most kids grow up.
They also instilled in you a work ethic if you had to work at an early age.
Exactly right. Yes. There wasn't any tolerance on it. We went to work.